Impact weather this morning. You may need a little extra time and take a little extra caution on the roads this morning because it's pretty foggy. I live in the southeast corner of the city, and when I was driving to work this morning, it was pretty thick on my end. And there's pockets where there's not as much fog. Just like yesterday, some areas of the city, it was foggy. Others said, no, nothing over in this section. But this morning, it seems a little thicker. So the fog advisory in effect at the moment for Regina, Moose Jaw, and even I see fog going through Swift Current, Weyburn, Estevan, too, as well this morning. But when it's safe, let me know how your commute is so I can spread the word, 1-877-300-7275. But no extra snow on the ground here overnight. In fact, right now it looks as if tomorrow we've got a 30% chance. That's a slim chance of snow flurry activity. And we don't expect a large amount of accumulation out of that either. And the weekend ahead, just it's going to be cold. In fact, I see an overnight low of minus 20 coming up on Saturday night, and you know, the minus 10 to 15 range for daytime highs seems to be pretty consistent in the next 4 or 5 days here. But will Saskatchewan have a white Christmas? The Weather Network, I saw they said for us to expect a traditional Canadian winter with colder than normal temperatures and a bunch of snow in the next month. That's according to the Weather Network. But here we are, November 27th. I've not yet used my shovel. And I'm okay with that. Although I know our farming community who is here visiting Agribition will always say we could use the moisture. Something tells me we're going to get a lot of moisture inevitably here. We can't have this and not really get walloped at some point. But yeah, Agribition, the Buck and Bronx and the bull riding heroes of Agribition Rodeo were in the spotlight last night. Opening night of the rodeo was free admission, and within the first 30 minutes of the doors opening, it was nearly at capacity of the Brand Center. That's what happens when it's free. Tonight, it's paid admission, and on Ticketmaster, I'm looking here now. It's showing a fair amount of tickets left in the upper bowl. The lower bowl, tonight's rodeo is close to being sold out in the lower bowl, but lots in the upper. Tomorrow night and Saturday night, though, completely sold out already. Parking. Again, a premium, especially, I would say, after lunch, you're probably not going to get a parking spot close by. They use overflow near the Lawson quite a bit. So they really encourage you to take the bus. Agribition bus leaves from Northgate, South Lambeck Square parking lots. And when you ride it, if you go early enough for the exhibits and to trip through the barns, your admission is cheaper if you take the bus. The bus ride is free, and it will leave 15 minutes after the rodeo ends. Each night as well, too. I noticed a lot of people parked in the Victoria Square Mall parking lot yesterday, taking advantage of the free bus service. But yeah, day 4, full list of events at agribition.com, and I will be hanging out with my friends at Thunderstruck Ag Equipment later this morning at 9. They're home of the Razor's Edge Concaves. Oh yeah, and Evan Bray, he's going to be taking the show on the road there to Agribition later this morning at 8:30. As well. Lots to talk about here this morning, like $10 per day childcare. It is an extension that is coming. Premier Scott Moe said the province will extend the childcare agreement with Ottawa, probably making it official tomorrow, I think. But yeah, Ottawa's current agreement with Saskatchewan was set to expire early next year. Nope, got a deal. It will be extended. Alberta remains the only other province that has not signed on the extension yet. But hey, there's a grandparent scam going around again. We've heard about this one before. A bunch of reports about people posing as a grandchild in an emergency, demanding cash. Police say if you get a call like that, just hang up so you can reach out to your family or the actual authorities and make sure everything's legit when that happens. And they're also asking families to check in with older relatives just to, you know, say, hey, watch out for this. Explain the scam to them and enlighten them a little about that, too. Curling fans in this province always get excited when there's curling, and man, quite the day for curling yesterday. Gushu is out of the Canadian Olympic Trials in Halifax. Brad Jacobs is in the final, and Mike McEwen takes on Matt Dunstone in the semifinal today. McEwen beat Dunstone last night to clinch his spot, and Rachel Holman punched her ticket to the final, and Kerry Anderson will take on hometown favorite Christina Black in the women's semifinal. Could be a little dicey on some areas of the highway this morning. Fog advisory near zero visibility at times. Definitely low visibility. It was pretty foggy on my drive to work here this morning, but shoot us a text. Let us know how your commute goes, and we'll spread the word. 1-877-300-7275. When I was driving to work this morning, I couldn't help but notice how many people have their Christmas lights on now. And I think with the milder weather this last month, a lot of people put lights up. Perhaps maybe they wouldn't normally do so, but it reminds me that without the snow, we still got to consider shopping for a new unwrapped toy for Santa's Anonymous. We're in our 56th year, and with demand so high and a waiting list right now at the Salvation Army, we had instantly 1,500 families come in the first 48 hours, and then a waiting list developed. We need a lot of toys for babies all the way up to the age of 12. And perhaps you could keep that in mind this weekend coming up here. When you're out doing some of your own shopping, you'll see the bins. They're scattered all over in every section of the city. And a list is at cjme.com right now. But this year, sadly, the demand is higher. So let's do what we can. Drop off a new unwrapped toy before December 11th. And you can easily make a cash donation, too, whether it be looking around the office thinking, hey, you guys want to throw in some cash here and we'll send it to CJME online. You can do it. CJME.com will shop for you. But a lot of businesses, like my buddy Belton Johnson works with SGI, he rallies the troops and they always come and deliver a whole bunch of toys for us, too. But looking forward to ensuring that every little girl and boy has a great Christmas morning, thanks to you and those new unwrapped toys you can drop off. Thanks to our friends at Taylor Automotive for assisting us as always, and you too. Agribition is in town, and the economic spinoff is huge, in the millions. A few of my buddies who run restaurants around town said they stocked up on beef. Beef is the number one choice on the menus with many who visit us here for Agribition, and it's great to see. And of course, many are shopping here too this weekend as well. So it's probably going to be extra busy on the weekend when you're out doing the rounds. But right now, I can tell you that we're going to celebrate Agribition a little later on this morning ourselves. Lonnie West, a professional bull rider, is going to be joining me right after the 7 o'clock news. I admire bull riders. It's my favorite part of the rodeo. And they always put it at the end, so you got to stay to the very end. 8 seconds on the back of a bull. It's just incredible. And I always admire how these guys travel in their half tons across the country from rodeo to rodeo. Orthopedic surgeon, probably on speed dial. It's quite the life they live. And we're going to delve deeper in that with Lonnie, who's here just after the 7 o'clock news in our studio this morning. Prime Minister Mark Carney expected to unveil an energy agreement today with Alberta. The deal could pave the way for a new oil pipeline in exchange for stronger environmental regulations while also walking back some of Ottawa's climate policies.
Alberta Premier Danielle Smith says her government has been negotiating a grand bargain with Ottawa, which would see the proposed Pathways Alliance carbon capture project move forward alongside a proposed oil pipeline to the West Coast. Carney told reporters yesterday the memorandum is about more than just one thing. It is also about building the economy. Standing in the way is opposition from the BC government and a moratorium on oil tankers.
Yeah, British Columbia Premier David Eby says it's unacceptable, particularly that Alberta and Saskatchewan, he thought the premiers were speaking with Ottawa and he wasn't at the table, but he called Carney, talked about it. But I don't know, if you were a gambler placing a bet on this, what outcome would you put your money on? Text me that and your morning commute, what it's like in the fog here. 1-877-300-7275. The Hunter brothers always put on a good show from Shawnaman. They are in town tonight at the Kinexus Arts Center. Saw them about a year ago, this time last year in concert. Just awesome act. Awesome guys. Haven't been on the show in a while. I'll have to tune them in a little here. They're always wanting to talk about farming and being on the road. So check them out tonight if there's any tickets left over at the Kinexus Arts Center. Stateside, it's U.S. Thanksgiving, and Jimmy Fallon told a brief little story last night.
'Twas the night before Thanksgiving, and in your parents' house, they put the Peloton in your old bedroom, so you're sleeping on the couch. Mom's making stuffing and potatoes fully loaded. Dad tried to deep fry the turkey and the backyard exploded. And after three nights with your family, you finally head for the door, but your flight just got canceled, so settle in for three more.
Yeah, because of the U.S. holiday, there is plenty of NFL football on. It all starts at noon today. The Packers and Lions, the first game. Chiefs and Cowboys this afternoon. I suspect the Chiefs win. Post Malone is the halftime show, though, if you're tuning into the Dallas game. That could be good. And the Bengals take on the Ravens tonight. U.S. Thanksgiving also is where some big movie releases, particularly for families, usually drop. And this weekend is no exception. Zootopia 2 from Disney hits theaters.
Money, books.
This is a make or break assignment. Fail and I will split you up.
No snake has set foot in Zootopia in forever.
Hops and Wild.
Wild and Hops.
The dream team.
Now, I have to admit, I've never seen the first one, but everyone told me it was great. And this Zootopia sequel is averaging like 92% of Rotten Tomatoes. Critics are loving it. It's projected to make at least $150 million over the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, likely knocking the Wicked 2 sequel from top spot. It was big money last week as well, too. You know, a few years ago, the U.S. Thanksgiving tradition of airing Charlie Brown Thanksgiving on network television disappeared. You know, you'd be tuning in the evening, you'd find it somewhere on a channel, but now Apple TV has the rights. So if you're a traditionalist wanting to watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, you have to have Apple TV too. That's where you can watch it now. It's been 52 years since a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving was released. And while you've probably seen it in countless times, it's the odd factor too that might surprise you. I just learned that when this came out in 1973, as usual with the Peanuts gang, no adults are ever shown, right? And yet this was the first Peanuts special to have an adult voice. Some guy by the name of Vince Guaraldi singing the song Little Birdie.
Little Birdie, why do you fly upside down?
For those of you who somehow don't know, Vince is the jazz pianist who composed the Peanuts theme. Lucy is only in the opening scene of Charlie Brown Thanksgiving 2, and the actors who voice Lucy and Charlie Brown say they are still best friends. They went to high school together. They're Facebook friends, too.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
Hold it? Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
One of the producers had an issue, though, with Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Thought it was wrong that Woodstock was committing bird cannibalism, right? But Charles Schulz insisted that Woodstock joined Snoopy in the end of the show, carving and eating the turkey. And the producer sneakily edited it out years later when CBS cut the special for time, but it was restored in all its glory in 2001. So you can catch the entire special now on Apple. And Stranger Things released just in time for U.S. Thanksgiving. The first batch of episodes for the final season landed on Netflix yesterday, and it crashed Netflix. Yeah, Netflix crashed briefly as the highly anticipated fifth season of the series premiered. The service was down for about 3 minutes. Tens of thousands of people were logging on to watch it all, and all they saw was a caption that said, oh, something went wrong. Sorry, we're having trouble with your request. But everything's working now again, of course, and Stranger Things sitting at number one on Netflix.
We have a plan. It's a bit insane.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Everyone in? I want to see Vecna's heart on a platter.
Yeah, in its final season, we have the Hawken kids as they seek to find and kill the monstrous Vecna, and the town is under military quarantine. The finale will air New Year's Eve. I know so many people that love Stranger Things. I've not watched a single episode. Everyone says, oh, you got to watch it. You got to watch it. Oh, For me, Paradise will be winning the Hospitals Regina Foundation Home Lottery Grand Prize Show Home. They're making the draw today for that $1.7 million Grand Prize Show Home. And they'll also announce the 50-50, which was over a million winner getting half of that. If you bought a ticket, you'll find out whether or not you got the house. They'll call you up. And tomorrow morning, I personally will be there at the show home to meet the grand prize winners. I just hope it's me taking the keys of the home. I'll show up. I'm waiting for the call today. I bet many of you are. But yeah, we'll find out who the grand prize winners are by this time tomorrow morning. If you're looking out the window right now or just hopping in the vehicle, you're going to notice how foggy it is. Yeah, some impact weather here this morning. Fog advisories blanketing a large area of southern and central Saskatchewan this morning. A few hours from now, it'll lift, obviously, but it could be back overnight again tonight and early tomorrow morning. You know, earlier I was talking about Prime Minister Mark Carney expected to unveil this energy agreement with Alberta. The deal likely paving the way for a new oil pipeline in exchange for stronger environmental regulations, while also walking back some of Ottawa's climate policies there too. But so what does it actually mean? Well, Ottawa would be willing to waive some of the environmental regulations in exchange that Alberta is expected to do more to combat greenhouse gas emissions. Because as you know, Carney's campaign pitch to Canadians is turning this country into an energy superpower by championing new natural resource projects in places such as Alberta and promising to get them built faster than they have in the past. And some First Nations leaders are still left wondering what happened to Carney's promise that they would be at the table for major resource development decisions, though he continues to stress that any new pipeline requires their support. And then you got to add in BC Premier David Eby into the mix, who was also angry and dismayed that Carney and Smith were set to agree on a pipeline to his coast without having him involved in talks earlier. Carney said the deal with Alberta is bigger than any single detail. It's about building the country, he said. So we're going to wait and see that about 9 o'clock our time, that announcement. Incidentally, Carney also going to join Donald Trump next week for the FIFA World Cup draw in Washington, which may be an opportunity for the two leaders, to discuss maybe trade talks? I know the opposition party has certainly been slamming Carney for trade talks going nowhere at the moment, but recently, former national security advisor to Donald Trump, John Bolton, suggested Carney should wait for the Supreme Court yet to rule whether Trump's blanket tariff war is even legal.
I would go slow for the next, let's say, 2 months. I think it's realistic. I think the Supreme Court understands how important this case is, how important getting a result out to the economy as a whole is. They'll make their constitutional decision or whatever the basis is. But speed is important. They've already recognized this by accelerating the briefing schedule. Possible their decision could come by the end of the year. That will present a very different set of circumstances for Canada and other countries on which to negotiate whatever is going to come next. So it's not much of a burden for Canadians to wait till the end of the year. That would be my suggestion. Don't take steps now that you can't retrace once the Supreme Court rules.
I kind of feel that Carney has been mindful of that sort of advice anyhow without Bolton's sharing it. But that Supreme Court ruling could still be weeks or even months away yet as well too. Okay, Agribition's in town. I love the rodeo. I love the bull riding. And Lonnie West is a bull rider who will join me in studio after the 7 o'clock news. Can't wait. I don't know how crazy you got to be to get on the back of a bull for 8 seconds. But he doesn't, and hopefully he lasts longer than 8 seconds in my studio for this interview. So after 7 o'clock, we'll go to Agribition. CJME News Time now is 6:28.